ISIS is destroying ancient heritage. A ministry to China discovers when God answers prayer, you better have a big bucket. And if you're a student looking for something to do this summer, we've got an idea for you. Coming up on Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. ISIS continues its quest to rid the world of history that doesn't agree with their ideology. Case in point, the destruction of Jonah's tomb in Nineveh, now smashing of relics in nearby Nimrud. President of Reach Beyond Wayne Peterson says this destruction is offensive to all religions. What's the message?
It shows us the sinfulness of man, and when we reject the true God, how it reverts to an abandonment of a God of love and faith and hope, and rather following a God of fear and hopelessness and despair and violence and destruction.
According to Peterson, Reach Beyond has had to change their methods of outreach.
We can do things through internet, Facebook, and Twitter, and in places that can't be blocked. So where there is the threat of violence, we find that people are listening on their computers or their smartphones.
He says it's effective because nominal Muslims are seeking truth and finding Christ. Support their work through our website links. Next, fears of Boko Haram election violence are strong in Nigeria. They forced the general elections to move to March 28th. According to a report from World Watch Monitor, some people are forfeiting their vote just to get away from the hot zones. There's precedence. Post-election violence in 2011 spread to 12 states in northeast Nigeria. Five U.S.-based groups are committing to a prayer vigil every Saturday until the elections end April 11th. Want to join in? We'll share links at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. What would you do to free somebody from human trafficking? Well, a team of 20 just finished climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania to raise support for Operation Mobilization's anti-human trafficking projects. OM's Tina Yeager says this year's corporate freedom climb was more than a fundraiser.
It's dark when you're summiting. You're begging for the sun to come up because it's freezing cold up there. And symbolic of what these women and children are, I'm sure, begging for, please just let this night be over. But they don't have the freedom to step out of their lifestyle.
This corporate team is halfway to their goal of raising $1 million for OM's 55 anti-human trafficking projects. Can you help them cross the finish line? We'll connect you with the information you need at missionnews.org.
Don't turn your head. Please do something. So many of these issues are happening because people are turning their faces. We want people to know and understand.
Meanwhile, when you ask God to open the floodgates, you'd better have something bigger than a bucket handy. That's been the experience for Bibles for China. Every year, more churches are asking for more Bibles. Wendell Rovenstein says this year is no exception. On their first trip of 2015,
we really connected with a local community that needs 300,000 Bibles, and that went very well.
Another team's going this month.
We're taking twice as many scripture portions, the Gospels of John and the Illustrated Bible booklets that we're giving to the pastors for his discipleship. We're going to five churches, and they've already got the Bibles on site and ready for us when we get there.
It starts with a $5 Bible. Want to help? Learn more through links at our website.
This is a community of believers that has three generations of missionary or individuals that have been a part of the church.
Rovenstein's still praying for open doors. Got a reservoir handy? And are you looking for college internship credits or maybe just a really cool summer mission trip? Then you should connect with SOAR International Ministries. They're putting together a two-month trip to Russia that starts in June. Interns and team members will be coming alongside local ministry partners to meet practical needs and share the gospel. Interested? You can get more information and connect with SOAR at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News to find us. When you join, you'll get news, regular behind-the-scenes messages, video updates, and more. Links to our Facebook page can be found at our website, missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder. We'll be right back.